Good to see everybody.
Ah.
Teller said to Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chetanad Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Kridas Thakur Ki Jai Param se go Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Jai Mathuram Ki Jai Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai Yamunamai Ki Jai Srimati Dalasi Devi Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gold Brahmananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Budhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatari. So we're going to read the translation to the Dhammadharashtaka. To the Supreme Controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught, to that Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and his mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes. He shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drown the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. to the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana and Vaikuntha. The Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you were able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation or eternal life in Vaikuntha nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your future Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda had bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva, and Halakuvara, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes. So, Lord Damodar Ki Jai. So now we're going to go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we haven't had an opportunity to read the last few days, and I've been missing it. So, Om Gana Timadanda Shah Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who's kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Okay. So, for those who were still in the darkness of ignorance, you can hear the Chaitanya Charitamrita and get out of the darkness of ignorance. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Just want to make sure my microphone is loud enough and turn it a little louder for all of you out there in TV land. Okay, so let's continue. We're on the 17th chapter of the Majjhalila, and we're going to hear about Lord Chaitanya's actual visit to Vrindavan. Let's go. Deki Mahaprabhura Vrindavana Smriti Hoyla Vrindavana Guna Varnana Shloka Badila. Seeing the tigers and deer following him. Remember, Lord Chaitanya at this point is on the way to Vrindavan, and he's in the Jarakanda forest where there's tigers and deer and elephants. And previously we read how when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu splashed the elephants, they all started chanting Hare Krishna. So, seeing the tigers and deer following him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered the land of Vrindavan. He then began to recite a verse describing the transcendental quality of Vrindavana. Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasanrim rigadayaha mitra nivajitashvasa drutarut tashanadikam. Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord. There is no hunger, anger, or thirst there. Although naturally inimical, human beings and fierce animals live together there in transcendental friendship. This is a statement from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.60. After stealing the coward boys and calves of Sri Krishna, Lord Brahma kept them asleep and hid them. After a moment, Brahma returned to see Krishna's condition. When he saw that Krishna was still busy with his coward boyfriends and animals, it was not disturbed. Lord Brahma appreciated the transcendental opulence of Vrindavan. So, of course, Krishna expanded himself as all the coward boys and calves. But this statement about Vrindavan is very similar to a Christian statement, I think it's from the Bible, where the lions will lay down with the lambs. Normally the lions attack the lambs. But in Vrindavan, there is no want. In other words, there's no hunger, there's no thirst. None of these things impede the consciousness of the living entity. For example, the lion would be naturally friendly if he wasn't hungry. Like if a lion is fully fed, you can go up to him and pet him and kiss him and do all sorts of things like that. But when a lion's hungry, which is most of the time, then I wouldn't even try that or think of doing that. Even sometimes lion tamers, not being aware of how hungry the lion is, the lion actually eats the lion tamer. But in Vrindavan, there's no lack. See, we have all these lacks, not in terms of 100,000, like in India they call lacks. We lack things, we have needs in Vrindavan. There's no need except for Krishna's association. So it's not that people are hungry, people are thirsty, people are tired, people are crazy. No. People need friends. They have everything there. Krishna, Krishna, kahi, kaha kari, prabhu yave valila, Krishna, kahi vyagram rega, nachite lagila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna, the tigers and deer began to chant Krishna and dance. Wow. Nachi kunde vyagra gana vrige gana sange balabhadra patachare deke apurva range. When all the tigers and does, the deer, a female deer, danced and jumped, Balabhadra Bhattacharya saw them and was struck with wonder. All right. Adbhut. Vyagra mriga anyonye kare alingana muke mukha dhyakare anyonye chumbana. Indeed, the tigers and deer began to embrace one another and touching mouths. Ooh, they began to kiss. Can you imagine tigers and deer touching mouths and kissing each other? It's unbelievable. Of course, the sannyasi were not very much in favor of kissing. So, kol tuka dekiya prabhu hasite lagila tasabhake tahanchari age chali gaila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left the animals and continued on his way. Mayuradi pakshigana prabhure digya sangi chale krishna bale nachi mata hana. Various birds, including the peacock, saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to follow him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. So actually it's described that, of course, Lord Chaitanya is God, but it's described that a first-class devotee, when seen, encourages people or gets people to chant Hare Krishna automatically. I remember the first time I saw a Prabhupada, all I can think of was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I mean, there was absolutely no possibility of me thinking of anything about this illusory energy. All my material desires disappeared at that time. I'm not saying that when Prabhupada left, they didn't come back. That's another subject matter. Hari Bola Bali Prabhu Kariyucha dvane vrikshalata prapulita sedvane shuni. When the Lord loudly chanted, Hebol, the trees and creepers became jubilant to hear him. And Prabhupada explains the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can even penetrate the ears of trees and creepers. What to speak of animals and human beings? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur how trees and plants could be delivered. And Haridas Thakur replied that the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha mantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and other living beings. One should therefore not be disturbed by the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, for it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets an opportunity to hear. Wow. Hari Nam Ki Jai. Jari Kande Stavara Jangama Acheyata Krishna Namadhiya Kaila Primate Unmata. That's all living entities in the forest of Jarakonda, some moving and some standing still, became maddened by hearing the holy name of Lord Krishna vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The great forest of Jarakonda is a great tract of land, including Uttagora, and then Karnala, Angula, Lahara, Kiyanthora, Vamada, Bonai, Gangapura, Chota, Nagapura, Yashapura and Saraguja. All these places, which are covered with mountains and jungles, are known as Jarikanda. And even today, there is the Jarikanda forest, and there are tigers there. Aye gramadya jnana yahan karena stiti se sabha gramera lokera haya prema bhakti. In all the villages through which the Lord passed, and in all the places he rested on the journey, everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love of God. Kehayadi Tanramuke Shune Krishna Nama Tanramuke Ana Shune Tanramuke Ana Sabe Krishna Hare Vale Nache Kande Hase Paramparaya Vaishnava Ahila Sarvateshe. This is important. When someone heard the chanting of the holy name from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone else heard this chanting from that second person, and someone again heard this chanting from the third person, everyone in all countries became a Vaishnava through such disciplic succession. Thus everyone chanted in the holy name of Krishna and Hari, and they danced and cried and smiled. And Prabhupada explains the transcendental potency of the Hare Krishna Maha mantras here and explained. First, the holy name is vibrated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When someone hears from him directly, he is purified. When another person hears from that person, he is also purified. In this way, the purification process is advanced among pure devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one can claim his potency. Nonetheless, if one is a pure devotee, hundreds and thousands of men can be purified by his vibration. This potency is within every living being, provided he chants the Hare Krishna Maha mantra offenselessly and without material motives. When a pure devotee chants offenselessly, another person will become a Vaishnava, and from him another Vaishnava will emerge. This is the Parampara system. In other words, hearing the holy name from a pure devotee of the Lord. Or one who is serving the pure devotee of the Lord purely. Or one who is serving the person who is serving the pure devotee of the Lord purely. Anyway, you get it. Yadyapi Prabhu Loka Sangatera Trase Prema Gupta Karena Bahirena Prakashe. The Lord did not always manifest his ecstasy, being afraid of a great assembly of people. The Lord kept his ecstasy concealed. Tatapi tanradashana shravana prabhave sakala deshera loka khaila vaishnave. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest his natural ecstatic love. Everyone became a pure devotee simply by seeing and hearing him. So Srila Rupa Goswami has described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Maha Vadanya Avatar, that it means the most munificent incarnation. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not physically present now, simply by chanting his holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Gadavata Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, people throughout the world are becoming devotees. This is due to the ecstatic chanting of the holy name of the Lord. It is said that a pure devotee can see the Lord at every moment, and because of this, he is empowered by the Lord. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita 538, Primanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksaraiva Riyeshu Vilokyanti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, but it cannot be said now that the potency of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is less than it was in his presence. By hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Parampara system, one can be purified. Therefore, in this verse, it is said, Tathapi Tandra Darshana Shavana Prabhave. It is not that everyone is able to see Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu physically, but if one hears about him through books like Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and through the Parampara system of pure Vaishnavas, there is no difficulty in becoming a pure Vaishnava, free from mundane desires and personal motivations. Gaurabanga Utkala Dakshina Desha Gya Lokera Nishtara Kaila Apane Brahmya. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally toured Bengal, East Bengal, Orissa, and the southern countries, and he delivered all kinds of people by spreading Krishna consciousness. Mathura Yaivara Chale Ashena Jarikanda Bilapraya Lokatan Parama Pashanda. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jarikanda on his way to Mathura, he found that the people there were almost uncivilized and devoid of God consciousness. The prophet explains that the word Bila refers to a class of men belonging to the Bils. The Bils like black Africans, and they are lower than the Shudras. Such people generally live in the jungle, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to meet them. Now, that's not a racist comment. It's just that there's certain people who live in the jungles. But anyone of any race can take up Krishna consciousness, can take his intelligence, his natural intelligence is there with all living entities. Nama Prema Diya Kaila Sabara Nishtara Chaitanya Raghura Glila Uj Hite Shakti Kara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even gave the Bils an opportunity to chant the holy name and come to the platform of ecstatic love. Thus he delivered all of them. Who has the power to understand the transcendental pastimes of the Lord? As evidence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are experiencing that the people of Africa are taking to Krishna consciousness, chanting and dancing and taking prasadam like other Vaishnavas. This is all due to the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who can understand how his potency is working all over the world? Vana deki brahmahoya he vrindavana shaila deki manehaya e govardhana. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the Jarakanda forest, he took it for granted that it was Vrindavana. When he passed over the hills, he took it for granted that they were Govardhana. So even that reminds me of the story when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. He saw the sand dunes, and he actually thought they were Govardhana. He rushed towards them. So that's the mind of a pure devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he sees a hill, he thinks it's Govardhana. If he sees a river, he thinks it's Yamuna River. And if he hears a flute, he thinks it's Krishna playing the flute. Yahan manaye kalindi mahaprema veshe nache prabhupade kandi. Similarly, this is what I talked about before, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a river, he immediately accepted it as the river Yamuna. Thus, while in the forest, he was filled with great ecstatic love, and he danced, and he fell down crying.
Pate Aite Bhattacharya Shakamula Pala Yahanye Payena Tahan Layena Sakala.
Along the way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya collected all kinds of spinach, roots, and fruit whenever possible.
Yei Gurame Rahina Prabhu Tataya Ramana Panchasata Janahasi Karini Mantrana.
Whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the village, a few Brahmins, 5 or 7, would come and extend invitations to the Lord.
Kaya ana ani deya Bhattacharya stane Kaya dugda dari kaya Grita kanda hate.
Some people would bring grain and deliver it to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Others would bring milk and yogurt, and still others would bring ghee and sugar.
Yahan vipranahitan shudra mahajana asi sabi bhattacharye kari nimantrana.
In some villages there were no brahmanas. Nonetheless, devotees born in non-brahman families came and extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Prabhupada explains, actually a sannyasi or a brahman will not accept an invitation extended by a person born in a lower family. However, there are many devotees who are raised to the platform of brahman by their initiation. These people are called shudra mahajana. This indicates that one who is born in a non-brahman family has accepted the Brahman status by initiation. Such devotees extended invitations to Balabhadra Bhattacharya. A Mayavadi sannyasi will accept an invitation only from a Brahmin family, but a Vaishnava does not accept an invitation from a Brahmin if he does not belong to the Vaishnava sect. However, a Vaishnava will accept an invitation from a Brahmin or Shudra Mahajan if that person is an initiated Vaishnava. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepted invitations from Shudra Mahajanas, and this confirms the fact that anyone initiated by a Vaishnava mantra can be accepted as a Brahmana. One can accept an invitation from such a person. Now, why is that discrimination there? You know, you can't eat cooked by someone who's not Krishna conscious, basically. Well, there's actually a good reason for it, because when someone cooks something, they generally use fire. At least that's how I know how to cook. Or at least they use microwaves. Yeah, there are microwave ovens. Anyway, if you don't believe it, try it sometime. So at least they use microwaves. So when they cook, what it does, it affects the vibration. I'm not just speaking about microwaves. When you cook through anything like using cow manure, gas, electricity, microwaves, sun rays, if you have a solar oven, then the person doing the cooking has his consciousness implanted. There's something to do with the molecular structure. And it's subtle, I understand that. But the consciousness is implanted within the food. And then when you eat it, you actually imbibe those particular modes of nature, that particular consciousness. Wow. Like if you eat food cooked by, let's say, a cannibal. Of course you wouldn't, because a cannibal eats human flesh, but then you feel like a cannibal. It affects the consciousness. It's a fact. Because the blood carries consciousness, the food becomes transformed, etc., like that. And we find stories, like in the Mahabharata, grandfather Bhishma, who was a Mahajan, a great soul, became contaminated because he was eating the wrong type of food, cooked by the wrong type of person in Duryodhana's kitchen. So, you know, it's a serious thing. One has to maintain their consciousness. So, for example, in my own life, I'm very careful who I let cook for me. I don't even eat, sorry, in devotee restaurants, because I don't know who's cooking. I make sure the person cooking, I know they're doing it voluntarily, they're doing it out of devotion, they're chanting their rounds, just chanting some rounds, and then
I take that prasadam. And I'm very happy. So Lord Chaitanya was observing this too. This is a very important point, because one's mind can become covered or polluted. Anyway, a word to the wise is sufficient. Patacharya paka kare vanya vyanjana vanya vyanjane prapura anandita mana. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to cook all kinds of vegetables gathered from the forest, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to accept these preparations. Dwi chari dinerana rakena sanghati yahan shunya vana lokera nahika vasati tahansayana Bhattacharya kari paka halamule vyanjana kare vanyana nashaka. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to keep a stock of food grain that would last from 2 to 4 days. When there were no people, he would cook the grain and prepare vegetables, spinach roots, and fruits collected from the forest. Parama santosha prabhura vanya bhojane maha sukapana yedina rahena nirjane. The Lord was always very happy to eat these forest vegetables, and he was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay in a solitary place. Bhattacharya sevakare snehe ache dasa tandarvipa vahi jala patra bahirvasa. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was so affectionate to the Lord that he was rendering service just like a menial servant. His assistant Brahman carried the water pot and garments. Nirjharete usno dake snanatina bara dvi sanja agnitapa kastera para. The Lord used to bathe 3 times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls. He also used to heat himself morning and evening with a fire made with a limitless wood. Nirantara primaveshe nirjane gamana suka hanubhave prabhu kahena vachana. While traveling in the secluded forest and feeling very happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the following statement. Shuna Bhattacharya ami gelana bahudesha manapate dukera kahanahi pae lesha. My dear Bhattacharya, I have traveled very far through the forest and I have not even slightly received any trouble. Krishna kripalu amaya bahuta kripa kaira vanapateani amaya badasukha dila. Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus he has given me great pleasure. Purve vrindavana yaite harilana vichara mataganga bhaktagane dekiva ekapara. Before this, I decided to go to Vrindavan on the way see my mother, the river Ganges, and other devotees once again. Bhaktagana sange avasya kariva milana bhaktagani sange lana yave vrindavana. I thought that once again I would see and meet all the devotees and take them with me to Vrindavana. Eta bhavi gaura deshe karilun gamana mataganga bhakti deki suki haila mada. Thus I went to Bengal and I was very happy to see my mother, the river Ganges, and the devotees. Bhaktagani lana tabe chalilana range lakshakoti lokatan hailahama sange. However, when I started for Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. Sanatana mukhe krishna me sikoela tahandignakari vanapate lanahayela. In this way, I was going to Vrindavan with a big crowd, but through the mouth of Sanatana, Krishna taught me a lesson. Thus, by making some impediment, he has brought me to Vrindavan on the path through the forest. In other words,
last time Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan, he was going through the villages. Oh, first he went to Bengal. Then all the devotees were following him. And then he went to the village known as Ramakeli, where Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami were, along with their brother Anupama. And Sanatan advised Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, you can't go to Vrindavan with a big crowd like this. It's not appropriate. It's like a circus, basically. And Lord Chaitanya took his advice, went back to Jagannath Puri, and later on went alone with just Balabhadra Bhattacharya and a Brahmana servant. Kripara samudra dina hine doyamaya krishna kripa bina kona sukanahi haya. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Bhattacharya lingya taha tanhare haila tumara prasadayami eta sukha poila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya and told him, it is only by your kindness that I am now so happy. So you can see how the Lord is very grateful and loving with his devotees and render just a little bit of service. Teno kehena tumi Krishna tumi daya maya adama jiva muni more haila sataya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied, my dear Lord, you are Krishna himself and therefore you are merciful. I am a fallen living entity, but you have bestowed a great favor upon me. Munichara more tumi sange lana haila kripakari mora khate prabhu biksha kaila. Sir, I am most fallen, yet you have brought me with you. Showing me great mercy, you have accepted food prepared by me. Adama kakere kaila garuda samana swatantra ishvara tumi swayam bhagavan. You have made me your carrier, Garuda, although I am no better than a condemned crow. Thus you are the independent supreme personality of Godhead, the original Lord. This is the humility of a devotee. Not that I am Lord Chaitanya's servant, or I am Prabhupada's servant, and I know more than everybody else. Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langayate girim. This is a famous verse. Yat kripa tam aham bande paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of such an Ananda Vigraha. Brahma Samhita 5.1, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains, such as the mercy of the Lord. So it's very similar to another verse. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the blind man can see, the dog can swim in ocean, lame man can climb a mountain, or a dumb man can speak. This is a quotation from the Bhavartha Deepika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, actually by Shripad Madhvacharya. E mata balabhadra karena stavana prema seva kari tushta kaila prabhura mana. In this way, Balabhadra Bhattacharya offered his prayers to the Lord. By rendering service unto him in ecstatic love, he pacified the Lord's mind. E mata nanasuke prabhu aila kashi madhyana snana koila manikarnikaya kasi. Finally, the Lord arrived with great happiness at the holy place called Kashi, the place of Lord Shiva. There he took his bath in the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika. Kashi is another name for Varanasi, Benares. It has been a place of pilgrimage since time immemorial. Two rivers named Oshi and Burna merged there. Manikarnika is famous because, according to the opinion of great personalities, a bejeweled earring fell there from the ear of Lord Vishnu. According to some, it fell from the ear of Lord Shiva. The word money means jewel, and Kanika, I guess that's where the word money in English came from. Wow. Kanika means from the ear. According to some, Lord Vishwanatha is the great physician who cures the disease of material existence by delivering a person through the ear. which receives the vibration of the holy name of Lord Ram. Ram, Ram, Ram. Because of this, this holy place is called Manikarnika. It's an interesting, the jewel of the name of Lord Ram that enters into the ear. It is said that there is no better place than where the river Ganges flows, and bathing Ghat known as Manikarnika is especially sanctified because it is very dear to Lord Vishwanatha. That means the Lord of the universe. Like Vishwambara, Vishwanatha. In the Kashi Khanda, it is said, Samsari Chintamani Atrayasmat Tarakam Sajjana Kanikayam Shivo Bidhate Sahasantakale Tadgiyate Sao Manikarniketi Mukti Lakshmi Mahapita Manis Tats Charanav Jayaho Kanikayam Tata Prahu Yam Jana Manikarnikam. According to this passage from the Kashi Khanda, one who gives up his body at Manikarnika is liberated simply by remembering Lord Shiva's name. Like I said, it's a place of pilgrimage for Lord Shiva. Seikale tapanamishra Kari Ganga snana Prabhude kihaila tandra kichu vismaya jnana. At that time, Tapanamishra was taking his bath in the Ganges, and he was astonished to see the Lord there. So Tapanamishra was actually sent there, along with Chandrasekhar, to live in Kashi, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that he would meet him later on and enact some pastimes in Kashi, which we're going to hear about in a little while, not right away. Purve shuniyache prabhu karyachena sanyasa nischya karya haila pridaye ulasa. Tapanamishra began to think, I've heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted the renounced order. Thinking this, Tapanamishra became very jubilant within his heart. In other words, he'd left Mayapur area before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Prabhu rachana dhari karena rodana Prabhu tare utana kaila alingana. He then clasped the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and began to cry. The Lord raised him up and embraced him. Wow. So he was just waiting for the Lord to come. It's like that lady Shabari, who is waiting for Lord Ram, just her whole life, just waiting, waiting, waiting. And finally, Lord Ram and Lakshman came. Whew. It's worth it. Just one time, I would wait for lifetimes to actually see the Supreme Personality of God. Prabhu Gantlana, Gela Vishveshvaradara Shane, Tabayaside Kevindu Madhava Charane. Tapanamishra then took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the visit the temple of Vishveshwara. Coming from there, they saw the lotus feet of Lord Bindumadava. The Bindumadava temple is the oldest Vishnu temple in Varanasi. At present, this temple is known as Veni Madhava and is situated on the banks of the Ganges. Formerly, five rivers converged there and they were named Dutupapa, Kirana, Saraswati, Ganga, and Yamuna. Now, only the river Ganges is visible. The old temple of Bindumadava, which was visited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was later dismantled by Aurangzeb, the great Hindu-hating emperor of the Mughal dynasty. In the place of this temple, he constructed a big masjid, or mosque, and that's generally what they did. Whenever there was a spiritual place of another religion, they'd make a mosque there, and you couldn't take down the mosque, or they would get really angry. So in this way, they destroyed so many places of other religions, not only the Hindu religion, but also the Christian religion and other religions. Later, and Jewish religion. Another temple was constructed by the side of the mosque, and this temple is still existing. This is like in Mathura, you have Krishna Janmashtami, the place where Krishna appeared, and they constructed a mosque there. And then finally, we had to construct another temple next to there. And there's so many guards there to avoid terrorism. In the temple of Bindumadava, there are deities of four-handed Narayan and the goddess Lakshmi. In front of these deities, the column of Sri Garuda, and alongside are deities of Lord Ram, Sita, Lakshman, and Sri Hanumanji.
In the province of Maharashtra is a state known as Satara. During the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the native prince belonged to the Vaishnava cult. Being a Brahmana, he took charge of worshipping the deity. He was known as Srimanta Bala Sahib Panta Maharaj. The state still bears the expenditure for temple maintenance. The first king in this dynasty to take charge of worship in the temple 200 years ago was Maharaj Jagatjivana Rao Sahib. Okay, so we went up to text 86. That's pretty good progress today. We went 38 to 86. Now we will allow you to ask questions. And first we'll unmute you all. Hold on a second. Unmute. There's a question in the chat window which I'll answer in a second. So, here's a question. Wow, there's actually several points here. From Adiguru. The village names mentioned in today's class in Jharkhand, the forest, are geographically located in the state called Jharkhand. Yeah. Even today, thick forests exist there. I know. And actually, many of the people in Jharkhand are Dacoits. It's known as the Old West of India because many people there carry guns and rifles around. And anyway, I'm not going to talk about who the Dacoits were. Some of them were actually in political positions in the state. But it's, and also another thing is when they first had trains, and I'm not even sure if it doesn't happen now. So when they first had trains, the trains would pass through the state of Jharkhand and the dacoits would stop the train and rob from people. This is like in the old West in America where they had these train robberies, you know, the cowboys or Indians, whatever. They would stop the train. So the same thing happened. They would stop with guns and get all the passengers out and take all their money and God knows what else they did. So this is the state of Jharkhand. A lot of stuff is uncivilized there. Okay, here's another question. Shabari. Speaking of Shabari, did Lord Lakshman really refuse to have eaten food? Shabari, as a result, fell sick, unconscious, or mind bad. That's not mentioned in the... that is not mentioned in the Valmiki Ramayana about Lakshman refusing to eat the half-eaten fruit of Shabari. Shabari was actually half-eating. Shabari was from a lower caste. She's called Shabari because it's like a pig-keeping caste, the Shabaros. And Shabari is a female name for someone who lives or is a member of the pig-eating caste or pig-keeping caste. Anyway, it's a lower caste. But because she was devoted to Lord Ram, she's a great devotee, and she was testing the fruits before she offered them to Lord Ram. And that's why she tasted them. And that's her love. So normally, I mean, you wouldn't want to eat something that someone else had chewed on. I definitely wouldn't want to do that, especially a lower class person. But because she had devotion, Lord Ram accepted. And Adiguru said, true, Gurudev, that refers to the Jharkhand province. Jharkhand has become much more civilized for decades. But Adiguru said, no. Okay. And Adiguru knows of it firsthand. Here's another one. I wonder how long Hindus have to tolerate the Islamic terrorism. Just wait a second. I wonder how long Hindus have to tolerate the Islamic terrorism. This is... What can you do? You tolerate different things. Not only terrorism from other people in different religions, but terrorism from viruses, terrorism from the material nature, you know, floods. The material world is dukkhaliyam ashashvatam. You expect it to be any different? Good luck. Good luck, Prabhu. Okay. And so, Sri Radhika has a question. Okay,
Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya asks us or gives the instruction that we should chant all the time. And
Yeah.
I understand about our 16 rounds, you know, our prescribed rounds. We really, we are recommended to make sure that is without any interruption. But we're also told that we should chant all the time. And then at the same time, it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting. So let's say I'm cooking and I'm chanting. So I'm concerned, you know, should one
Good
should
question.
Chant all the time, but don't be inattentive while chanting?
Well, I think that attention while chanting thing, or the rule against inattention, refers to when we're doing our prescribed rounds and when we're doing our sadhana. And other times, you know, like I'm driving a car, you know, when I'm driving a car, I try to chant too. And if I were to put my full attention while chanting, I'd probably go back to Godhead a little sooner. You know, say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Actually, not with my car drives itself, so I can do that. So with my car, it's all right, not with your car. Your car is a cheap car. So anyway, so I saw your car, it's not a, don't do it while you're Oh, just like the other day, here's a funny story. The other day, I actually drove a very cheap car because, I mean, it's the reason because my car is actually owned by someone else and they needed their car. And so I drove a cheap car. And because I'm not used to driving a cheap car, I started chanting very enthusiastic because I was scared of driving a cheap car. You know, how's this? What am I doing in this tin can here? So I was going, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, save me, save me. You know, if someone sneezes, this car is going to fall apart. So anyway, so obviously that rule against inattentive chanting is just while we're doing our sadhana, while we're chanting in kirtan, like that, not other times. And I saw Prabhupada many times when Prabhupada was giving a lecture, or not giving a lecture, but doing an interview with someone, and someone else was talking, Prabhupada was actually chanting under his breath. And at the same time, Prabhupada was listening to the person. But Prabhupada was, Prabhupada really had the Hare Krishna mantra going on right, basically from all the pores of his body. And if you saw Prabhupada, you just wanted to chant, and not only wanted to chant, you started to chant Hare Krishna spontaneously. So, any other questions? Raise your hand, type your message, unmute yourself if you have any other questions. Otherwise, we can end because it's 6 o'clock. I guess no one else has any questions. Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see everybody tomorrow night to continue with Lord Chaitanya's voyage to Vrindavan. Oh, there's a question of the last minute. Who is Janava Mata? Janava Mata in the spiritual world is Lord Nityananda's consort. Okay. So she's an expansion of Lakshmi Devi. And there's more specific information about her, which I don't remember right now. But she is Shakti Tattva. She's not Vishnu Tattva and she's not Jiva Tattva. Good question. Janava Mata, oh yes, Ananga Mandri, that's right, I forgot. That's right, she's Ananga Mandri. I forgot all about that. Who is Krishna's cousin? Ananga Mandri, that's right. Okay, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.